Gareth Stewart in the afternoon in Cullen FM with Ella Henderson and Ghost. Hopefully we've got Hosier with us today. Hosier, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's great. Technology's wonderful when it works, isn't it?
It is, yeah. When it works.
Look, I'm absolutely delighted to have you on the show today. I know you're a very, very busy man at the moment. So great that you've taken a few moments out of today to talk to us.
Pleasure. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
To say that you are busy is a bit of an understatement, because over the last couple of years, it's just been absolutely manic for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's the last year especially has been crazy. Good crazy, but it's really taken off in a way that I couldn't have expected.
Are you getting time to enjoy it? Because looking at your diary, you're just all over the world and you're constantly gigging and you're constantly doing appearances and interviews and all that. Do you get a chance to sort of just sit down and go, wow, and take it all in?
Not quite, I have to say. In a way, that kind of helps, because I think it can be overwhelming sometimes. So if you keep busy and keep the head down, I'm a big believer in that, you know, just but yeah, it's amazing. Sometimes you get snatches of moments where you get to really enjoy it.
The success, I was reading in one of your earlier interviews at the start of the year, the success, everybody has the song that sort of launches their career up to the very, very top, and yours came, was it slightly earlier than you expected?
I believe so, yeah. I didn't expect such success for the songs at that stage. I thought maybe a few years down the line, maybe I'd kind of, you know, a few albums down the line, maybe I'd grow in. But yeah, it really just came quickly.
Brilliant. The video for Take Me to Church is absolutely fantastic. I know it's been talked a lot over the last, well, basically since it came out. But is there any particular gigs over the last sort of year and a half that have really, really stood out for you, the ones that you're going, I can't actually believe I'm here?
Yeah, I think so. There was one of the early shows in America was a festival gig at Newport Folk Festival, and I think playing there, it's kind of hallowed ground for a lot of musicians, and it's just so many incredible acts went through there. So many of my influences went through there, and that was a big show for me, and it was the first time realizing that people were really listening to the music, you know, in places so far from home. But then even doing shows like. Getting to play at the Grammys is, again, just was a big honour, and sharing a stage with Danny Lennox was a big honour.
Absolutely brilliant. It must be a great feeling to be on the stage at the Grammys, and of course winning all the awards. Congratulations, incidentally, on the awards over the last couple of weeks as well.
Thank you.
So the new single then, the new single, again, it has another brilliant video for it. Is that something that you really wanted to be the follow-up and the video to be just as powerful?
Yeah, it's a very different song, I think, in many ways, and it deals with very different, like, different themes. But I was very lucky with this video that Natalie Dormer was interested in being involved. She's just a fantastic actress. And I think captures a fantastic kind of side to the song. But yeah, I was very, very happy to work with her on it, and yeah, felt very fortunate.
Video is absolutely brilliant, and as I did mention at the start, your touring, your diary, I looked at it last night when we were getting ready for the interview. It takes you right up until Christmas. I think you've about 3 days off until Christmas.
Yeah, something like that. I try not to think about it.
You're just living out of a suitcase, but obviously enjoying every moment of it.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. It's a dream, you know. Getting to do this is, you know, you'd hope you work for a long time and in hopes that you'll be this busy. So, I'll be touring until March of next year, actually. But
March,
yeah,
It strange for you? Is it strange, maybe, artists that you sort of were listening to when you were back home writing your own music in the house or whatever the case may be, and sort of probably being on texting and ringing the likes of Ed Sheeran, Taylor Swift and those people? Do you ever think to yourself, hold on a minute, this can't be happening?
Definitely when you first meet people like that, it can be as surreal as you would imagine at first, you know. It there's no other way of describing it, but you know, it's amazing how quickly you get to meet these people, like, and just become friends with them. And Ed Sheeran would be somebody who was very, very supportive, and you know, he's just a joy to get to hang out with, and he's just a very real person, you know, just a real grounded dude, and yeah, it's been great.
Jose, we talked about your diary being all over the world and basically spending your life in a plane and doing a gig. But one thing that I did notice in your Twitter feed last night, you're still keeping your roots back home and know exactly what's happening back home, because I've noticed you've been tweeting about certain events that have been happening over the last sort of number of months.
Yeah. I mean, it's been an important few months for Ireland. I think a very proud few months, a very proud moment for Ireland in the last week or so. But yeah, I try to, you know, it can be tricky, but I try to keep an eye as much as possible, and even in politics and everything like that, it can be difficult. But
yeah, well, fair play to you for being so busy and knowing exactly what is going on at home. Fair play to you for doing that. But what are you looking forward to over the summer? Because you're all over the place. Have you any particular gig or any particular place in the world that you're really really looking forward to going?
Yeah, we've got some great festival shows. We're doing Glastonbury. We're doing Glastonbury again this year, which I can't wait to do. We're playing a few festivals. We're doing Tea in the Park and V Festival. We have a few shows in London now in a few days, and then we're gonna be you know, out the door busy.
Are you going to be able to get a chance with your diary to sort of stay on after any of the gigs and the like Glastonbury and sort of hang back and watch a few of the other acts?
I'm hoping so. I think that's what I love about festivals. You miss seeing other artists play a lot of the time. So if you have a few hours after a show, it's gonna be great. I think we're doing a show in Vegas, and Stevie Wonder is playing the same day. I've never gotten to see Stevie Wonder play. So the hope is that you can sneak side stage and just watch the set. You know what I mean? That's always the dream.
Love it. We're doing a show in Vegas and we're going here, we're going there. Look, your music is absolutely brilliant, and we wish you every success in the future as well. Before you go, but I know your diary is sort of booked up to March, but any chance of maybe doing a gig or any chance of coming over here to Belfast?
I think so. I believe we have something organised. I might be doing a festival I'm trying to fooster through my schedule very very quickly now in a panic. But I believe we're in Belfast again.
Brilliant. Well, hopefully we'll catch up.
Possibly, yeah. We'll see. But I'd love to. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Brilliant. Look, good luck with all the tours. Good luck with the diary as well. And hopefully we will catch up with you in the not too distant future. We're going to play Someone New next. Thanks very much for chatting to us today.
Thank you so much, man.
Take care.
Bye bye.